guys. Raise your hand, Little Sister Mia, so they know who you are. Little Sister Mia got baptized. Amen. Brother Justice got baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. And Brother Jordan, who did that work, got baptized in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. We have some candidates that have yet to go down, but we did it the old-fashioned way. Amen. We went to the lake.
Right.
We couldn't find the River Jordan. So we just went to the lake, but we blessed the Lord there. And they got baptized in Jesus' name. And truly, we do thank God for seeing Sister Rhonda. Amen. All the way from North Carolina. Amen. Sister Marcella. All the way from Syracuse. And Sister Brooke. All the way from Troy. No, Philadelphia. Amen. We thank the Lord. Amen. Last Friday, before we get to the scripture, can you get Jeremiah chapter 2, Ezekiel chapter 16, Deuteronomy chapter 8, Psalms 119, we'll get all of them, we get as far as we can. Psalms 119, Psalm 37, and Jeremiah chapter 10. On last Friday, we went over the scripture in Isaiah 29 verse 13, Isaiah writes, he says that this people draw near to me with their mouth. And God said they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. So on last Friday, we talked about having a sincere, honest heart to seek after God. Anybody want a sincere, anybody can seek after God. But to seek after him with a sincere and honest heart means you're not just giving God lip service. As a men pleaser, we're seeking him from the depths of our heart. Amen. And then on Sunday, our message was, I just want to be saved. We don't care about what kind of house we live in. I don't care about what kind of house I live in. I'm going to make it my testimony. I don't care about what kind of car I drive. I don't care about the clothes I have. Amen. My wife and I was talking today. She said, you just get satisfied with simple things. I said, you know why I get satisfied with simple things? She said it's good. I said, I get satisfied with simple things because when I look around and I see what so many don't have, Paul said, having food and raiment, let us be content. So I said, I'm content. Sometimes she said, what do you want for dinner? I said, just give me some peanut butter and jelly. Yeah. And I'm content.
All right.
Yeah, but she don't have to cook. She's content. But what I'm saying is, I think sometimes in life, we need to take a back seat. We need to just step back for a moment and look at all that's going on in the world around us. And to realize that a man's life, didn't Jesus say this? A man's life does not what? Consists in the abundance of things that he possesses. Amen. But you know what's the most important thing? I don't care if I had a $5,000 suit. When I leave this earth, I cannot take it with me. If I had $100 million in the bank, when I leave this earth, I can't take it with me. So Lord, I just want to be saved. Because if I'm saved, I know that my soul is on its way to heaven, and I am so. I said my soul is on the way to heaven, and I'm so. So stop allowing the adversary to magnify the insignificant things and minimize the most important things. The devil has a way of magnifying the things that are insignificant and don't mean a whole lot. But then what means the most, we minimize it. And the scripture we use for that is Jesus, Paul, John the Baptist said, the Lord must
increase.
Come on, y'all. The Lord must
increase.
This is just Sunday now. Don't forget it yet. The Lord must increase and we must
decrease.
In church, the roles have been reversed. We keep trying to increase and we let the Lord decrease. Amen. Forever, I want the Lord be before my face. David the psalmist said, the Lord is on my right hand. He's ever before me, so I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved. Amen. So on Sunday, I said, you know, with the help of the Lord on Friday, and we're here so far. How many know we're here so far on this Friday? Anybody that's not here, raise your hand. Amen. So we're all here, right? We're all here on this Friday. So we're going to go over what it means to forget the Lord. Amen. When God has blessed you, and I actually heard a preacher preach on this once. I said, I've never heard those scriptures before. This was a couple of years ago. I said, I've never heard those scriptures before, but you know, God don't always give you the message when you hear it. But at the right time, I said, where is that in the Bible? I had to look it up. And I don't believe everything I hear. But guess what? It was in there. And he was talking about how we as a people of God, how many saved? How many on their way to heaven? How many filled the Holy Ghost? Well, he was talking about how we as a people of God, God cleans us up. God gives us a great start. God beautifies to meet with. God unifies to meet with salvation. And then, smack his hand, you know that was it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. She said, boom. But after God unifies to meet with salvation, then the meek take God for granted. Amen. So we're going to go over this. Let's go. We're going to go back to Jeremiah chapter 2, if we can stand. Amen. And I'm going to stay within the time frame. But the most important thing tonight is that we are saved. That is the more important than anything, is that we are saved. Amen. As a matter of fact, my wife and I was talking about some of the cars I used to drive and how people used to laugh at me. And she said, well, it's all right. I said, well, I didn't care. She said, well, some things you need to care about. Some things, she said, you need to care about. But you know what? It don't matter to me. As long as it's well between me and the Lord. Amen. So we're going to read in Jeremiah chapter 2. We didn't go over it quite as lengthy on Sunday, because Sunday shouldn't be a time for Bible class, but nevertheless, we stayed there anyway. We're going to read verses 1 through 13 of Jeremiah chapter 2, and then afterwards we'll read a few more. Do we all have it?
Amen.
Amen. Let's start. Now, I already told you, I'm not going to even tell y'all to say amen, because I'd rather for you to meditate on God's word.
Amen.
Amen. But I will be concerned if I see you start to fade on me. You know, when you worked hard and you get a comfortable seat. So, you know, I think we ought to every once in a while say, well, let's stand and read. That helps get the blood flowing in. Amen. All right. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me saying, go and cry in the ears of Jerusalem, saying, thus said, who's speaking?
The Lord.
God said, I remember thee. Now he's going to take them back to their humble beginnings. The kindness of thy youth, the love of thine espousal, when thou wentest after me in the wilderness, in a land, God said, when there was a mess, you followed me. Amen. Anybody know about that? When there's a mess, when things aren't right, we follow God. He said, Israel was holiness. Did not Paul say follow holiness and peace with? Follow holiness and? Because if you don't have holiness, you will not? You won't see the Lord. He said, Israel was holiness unto the Lord, and the first fruit of it increase. All that devour him shall offend. Evil shall come upon them, saith the Lord. Hear ye the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord, what?
He said, wait,
don't go. I know y'all want to sit down. Let's just sit down. Just slow down a little bit. All right, slow down a little bit. He said, you know what I want to ask you? Now you were holiness. Something changed you. He said, now in the change, he said, what fault did your fathers and you find in me? He said, what iniquity have you found? You were holy. Now, don't tell nobody telling the world holiness, because we don't want to be judging nobody. But you judge yourself. You know where you are. You know how you stand with God. He said, Israel was holiness unto the Lord. Thus said the Lord, what iniquity have your fathers found in me that they are gone? They are gone. God said, they're gone so far from me. And they walked after vanities or lies, deceit, emptiness that does not profit, and are become vain. Neither said they, Where is the Lord that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, that led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of drought and of the shadow of death, through a land that, God said, listen, you went somewhere where nobody else had ever gone before. Amen. But he asked in the beginning, he said, you don't ask, where is the Lord that did all of this for us? Amen. And where no man dwelt, and I brought you into a plentiful country to eat the fruit thereof and the goodness thereof. But when ye, God said, I did all that for you. But then when you got blessed, ye defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. The priests, when you get so far away from God, you don't ask for them anymore. Even those that should be asking, the priests, said not, where is the Lord? And they that have the law knew me not. The pastors also transgressed against me, and the prophets prophesied by Baal, and walked after things that do not profit. Wherefore I will yet plead with you, saith the Lord, and with the children's children will I plead. For pass over the isles of Chittim, and see, and send unto Kedar, and consider diligently, and see if there be such a thing. Has a church changed their gods, which are yet no gods? But my people have changed their glory for that which does not profit. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be heartily afraid. Be very desolate, saith the Lord. For my people have committed, first of all, they have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and hewn them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold, and drop down to verse 32. He asked them a question. He said, can a what? Can a maid forget her? Or a her? Yet my people have forgotten me day without. May the Lord have blessed to the reading of his word, and then congregation said,
word of the Lord.
Blessed already may be seated. Amen. So we're dealing once again. I always speak my word. I got it. Oh, this is mine. I have one that's open. Can somebody get it? Yours is open? Okay. No, I'm one. I have an open one. No, that's not open. Oh, that's open? Oh, but your journal is open. I do. I have to make it easy on y'all. Y'all have to make, I have to make it easy on y'all, so y'all can make it easy on me. Amen. But on Sunday, once again, we went over a nation that has forgotten their God. Forgot what it took to get us to what we are now. Amen. So we read that whole scene that God creates for Israel. He said, there was a time when you had a dependency on me. God said, you know when you depended on me? When you didn't have nothing. When you had nothing, God said, you depended on me. He said, but then when I bless you, your priests wouldn't even call after me. Neither did your prophets. He said, then my people that I had blessed, that I had made so many ways for, committed two evils. They forsook me in the living water, and then they went and got sick, huge cisterns that could not hold water. Amen. You know, back in Israel, what they would do is cisterns held the water. And what he was telling, he said, your cisterns have holes in it. Every time you pour the water in, it leaks out. Amen. Well, what was the problem? Verse 32 said, you have forgotten me days without number. The whole Bible, let me ask you a question. I think we can all answer this. The whole Bible is written to who? To the church or the people of God. Amen. The whole Bible is a manual to direct the people of God. Amen. It wasn't written to the sinners. It was written to the church for correction, for reproof, and for direction. Amen. Let's go to Psalms 37, verse 23. We're going to go through this. I'm going to go through this quickly so we can get to what we need to wind up at. So today, we live in a society, a spiritual, religious society, but they have really forgotten God. They are close to him with their mouth, and they honor him with their lips, but their hearts are what? God said, your heart is not just a little bit away from me, but your hearts are what? Far from me. Verse 23 says, the sense of a what? Anybody want to be a good man? Come on, and woman. Okay, I don't want to be y'all out. Anybody want to be a good man and a good woman? Well, the steps of a good man and woman are what? They're ordered by who? So you want to know how to be good, then you need to follow the Lord. Amen? And then when you follow the Lord, he delights in. Amen? So now go to, actually we say a psalm. Go to Psalm 119 to verse 133. Psalm 119. Now, these are directions for who? The church. Anybody in the church, kill God away you want from it. I didn't say you have to be strong. All you, as long as you're in church, you have an opportunity to hear what? Thus saith the Lord. Amen. And then we want God to order our steps. Well, how does God order our steps? How does God give us direction? Amen. There are times when we rise up of age, we say, well, you know what? I can direct my own way. Amen. Verse 133 says, order my steps. Order my steps. Now, if you don't ever get into God's word, how do you know that you're walking in his steps? When the steps of a good man are. But so he says, order my steps through thy word, and let not iniquity is to deal lawlessly, deal in a way that's not of God. He said, if you listen and let God's word order your step, then you will not walk and let iniquity have dominion over you. But when you don't give heed to the word of God and you don't follow God's law, then the unlawlessness of God's word has dominion over you. And when that has dominion, then you start acting out of a spiritual character and you forget about holiness. Amen? Now go to Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. Now, how does God order our steps? No one of the psalmist says, thy word? We heal a whole lot of stuff in our heart. We can take some of that other stuff out and replace it with what? God's word. Amen. Ultimately, whenever you have to make a final decision. Now, how do you know we mess up? I'm going to tell you right now, I mess up all the time. I got a good wife, and she tries to bring me back home a lot. But I mess up because I'm still human. I do mess up. I do not always say the right things. I do not always act the right way. I used to have a bad temper. How many know if you got a bad temper, it likes to speak up and go, what? You say that, man? Kids don't supposed to be agreeing. Y'all supposed to say, oh, no, you're all right. But I used to have a bad temper. Guess what? I still got a bad temper. So I have to keep under my body. You know why? Because if I don't keep under my body, matter of fact, I think when we were dealing, with this issue with the church, this one banker made me so mad that I had to protect my meekness. I'm gonna tell you the truth. So when they called, I said, I don't handle that business anymore. Because I didn't want to say anything out of character. And I may have messed up with this banker because he made me angry. Now, the Bible says be angry with what? Be angry with sin. Now, I just couldn't. So my wife dealt with that. I couldn't handle it. Because I don't like negative, toxic people. Amen. I don't like people that tell me what I can't do when I know what I can do through God. So I had to protect my. So I think I lost that battle. I lost that battle. I'm going to tell you the truth. I lost that battle. So, you know, as I was praying one day, I said, Lord, I know I lost that battle. So I said, Lord, you forgive me. That was between me and God. I'm telling you, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes. We all make mistakes. But can you be honest enough to tell God I made a mistake and then get it right? I'm probably going to do it enough for my wife, but I try. I try, all right? Amen. So verse 23 of Jeremiah chapter 10 says, now, we want God to order our steps, amen? We want God to order our steps through his word, because the steps of a good man are what? But the challenge to God's word ordering our steps and directing our path is this. He said, oh Lord, I know that the way of man, can we read this again, is what? Is not in itself. It is not in to what? Direct his steps. So the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he orders our steps through his word. Then when we try to order our own steps, we conflict with God. Because the Bible says that man in his own righteousness will not fulfill the righteousness of God. Paul talks about it in Philippians. He said, that I might be found in him, not after my own righteousness. Because when we try to establish our own righteousness, then we turn our backs on the righteousness of, then when we turn our back on the righteousness of God, we try to order our own steps. That's not how God works. Amen. Now let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 8, because I got the most time we're going to spend is in the last chapter. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 8. And this is verse 1. Go start at verse 1. Now, once again, this is to who? We're writing to the people of God. Who today is now the church. And Galatians calls us the Israel of God. So today, the Israel of God is the church. Amen. Verse 1 reads, all the commandments which I command thee this day shall ye observe to. How many of the commandments? Because the commandments gives us direction from who? God. So through his commandment, God orders our steps. Now, guess we'll stop here for a minute. You know, a whole lot of us, when you have anybody ever had one of those real low lows? A low low? You have a low low? You ever have one of those joke lows? When you get down to those low lows, those joke lows, you know what you do? Job started fighting God. Your nose, if you don't do it according to God's word, will make you be just like Job. You can read about it in Job 33, 34, all the way through when he's dealing with Elihu. Job begins to fight. He said, will a man strive against his maker? Well, what made Job fight the very God of his salvation? One of those low nose. One of those Peter moments when the devil has a desire to have you, that he may, when things ain't going right, you get low. And if you don't keep your eyes on Jesus, in the middle of your lows, if you don't keep your eyes on Jesus, though you walk on the water, you will begin to sink. Because you look at everything that's happening around. Your lows will make you strive against your maker. And then in striving against your maker, you say, you know what? I know what God's word said, but I can't do all of that. God does not expect me to do that. Well, he said, all the commandments shall you what? Observe and I didn't say amen, but can y'all read with me? All right, observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which your fathers, which the Lord swear to your fathers. And thou shalt, what? Do we remember the ways? We've had highs, we've had lows. We've been blessed, we've had discouragements. We've had times when we didn't even know God was with us or not. But God said, now I just want you to remember all the ways. I don't want you to just remember the good, but I want you to remember those bad times. I don't want you to just remember the times when you shouted, but I want you to remember all the ways with me. Can you remember some of the ways that the Lord has led you? You know, when you look back, they say hindsight makes what? 20 of us. When you look back, you say, wow, why didn't I do that? But God said, you know what? I want you to remember all the ways which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness to what? Humble thee. The devil is always fighting. Amen. And you know, we quote this scripture a lot, but we misquote it. Because in our lows, when the devil is fighting, we say, resist the devil and he'll what? But what came before you had to resist? You had to what? Submit to God. Then resist the devil. And that's why you have to remember the ways God has led you these 40 years. Anybody here over 40? Anybody here under 40? Oh, come y'all. Mark's under 40? Brooke under 40? No, Kevin under 40. Justin, you under 40? You 40? You're okay. But you got to remember the ways that God has led thee. Well, why did God lead? Listen, a lot of us went in a lot of the same ways. But in God ordering our steps, a lot of us went some individual ways. Amen? Well, why did God permit these things to happen? That he may humble thee. And in humbling thee, he wants to say, will you submit to my word? Now, a lot of people say, I've been fighting this devil. But have you first what? Submitted. If you submit to God, then a lot of us are resisting the devil, but by might, shall no man prevail. Because it's not by might, nor is it by power, but God said it's by my spirit. Well, how can you have God's spirit when you will not submit? So when you submit to God, even in the low, then you resist the devil and he'll flee. Amen. So God said, I allow these to happen to find out if you're going to submit or not. Then I wanted to humble thee and prove thee to know what was in God. Does everything for it to reveal. Now let me ask you a question. God knows the end. God knows the end from the beginning. So if God said, I want to know what was in thine heart, who did he want to really find out what was in their heart? Because he already knew what was in our heart. So God said, I allowed you to go through that so that you could see what was in your heart. Because I already knew. Because I declared the end from the beginning and from ancient time, the things that are not yet done. And the scripture said, known unto God are all of his works. So God already knows. So God said, I allowed you to go through those hardships, those difficulties, so that you can see. Well, you know, sometimes we get into some of the bad situations and we act so ugly that when we look in the mirror, we say, wow, where did that monster come from? Yeah. Amen? It's the truth, yeah. We are monsters sometimes. For us that are truthful, we are monsters. Well, the Bible said, whoso is a hearer of the word and not a doer, it's like a man that beholds his natural face in a... Y'all looking in the mirror, you don't see that monster. That preacher last night talked about ugly being saints. in church. All I can say was, ouch. But you know what? Because you don't give complete heed to you look at the word, you look in the mirror, and that's a monster. That thing is ugly, ugly. Then you go straightway to the Bible and say, you forget what manner of man. Why? Because you are not living God's word from the heart. You draw near to him with the mouth and honor him with the lips, but the heart. So every time you see yourself, somebody said, well, I try my best. Those times when you cried and you cried, you realized that you weren't right with God. You cried and somebody gave you just a little pat on the back and you went out like you were all right. God said, no, I'm going to make you revisit this situation. Because you're not going to go to the next level to your past system. So God said, I just keep humbling you. How long did it take them to do Israel?
40 years.
It took them 40 years. Amen. But somebody said, you better get past that because you don't have 40 years in life. Then we're going to get to the next scripture, right? Amen. To know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest. Everything God allows us to go through, the ultimate reason that we go through is to know whether you will what? Keep his word or not. Everything we go with, God said, I just want to see, do you honor me and will you keep my word? Amen. I think that's good enough. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 16. No, we got to go down. Hold on a minute. We got to go down a little bit further. Because we're still dealing with a people that forget their God. Amen. But I don't want to go through all the scriptures because many of them we know pretty well. But I want to get down to the part where we start living in the house. Well, go to verse 4. Skip verse 3. Because even in the wilderness, God performed miracles. Verse 3, he fed them with manna, which they knew not, none of their fathers knew. And verse 4, he says, now he said, I performed this miracle. You had the same clothes in the wilderness for
40 years.
You had the same raiment in the wilderness for. God said, I did that because everyone, how many know clothes don't last 40 years? Amen. But God was allowing them to go through something, and then in the going through, God sustained them through what they were going through. As they were going through, though God permitted them to go through it, he also sustained them. So their raiment waxed not old, and neither did thy foot swell. They wore the same shoes, and their feet did not swell. Go to the next verse. Thou also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord, the wilderness was a time of chastening from God. Amen. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways and to fear him. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a land, into a good land, a land of brooks, of waters, of fountains, of depths that spring out of the valleys and the hills, a land of wheat, barley, fig trees, pomegranate, olive honey, a land where thou shalt eat bread without scarceness, thou shalt not lack
anything.
God said, I'm going to bless you. You're not going to lack anything. A land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. And when thou hast, when you have become a success, when you can look back and see where God has brought you from, when thou hast eaten and are full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Beware that you forget nothing. Well, how do we know that we forget the Lord and what? Not keeping his commandments. God's word is that important. So on Sunday, we went over all the things about forgetting God when God has blessed us. All right, now let's go to Ezekiel chapter 16. All right, this is really our main text. Everything else was leading up to this. Ezekiel chapter 16. And this is dealing, Ezekiel chapter 16 is word art. God paints a portrait of someone that was cast out and how he cleaned them up. But in the end, they turned around and forgot the Lord. Amen? Do y'all need to stand up for a minute? Y'all all right? Y'all need to stand up? All right. Okay. Well, let's keep. We're going to go through this fast. It's a lot. But I'm going to stay. If I get to the point where I can't finish it on time, I'll speed up more. Then I turn my mind off. You know, I do like this. I just shut the rest of them scriptures out, okay? I will keep going. But you know, like I said, our most important thing is, in all sincerity, your salvation is not what I think, is not what anyone else think. We know ourselves better than anyone. We know the things in our lives that aren't right with God. We know where God is taking us from. And if we don't have no problems, that's good. But there's no man perfect, no, not one. So we all got issues. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how much you dance and shout. We all have issues. Because God in Jude, he said he's going to present us. God's going to, well, why is he going to present you flawless? Because we got faults. We got failures. We have shortcomings. So God is going to present us. You know what God said? You've done your best. So the things that you didn't really conquer, God said, you did your best. So I'm going to present you faultless. Amen? Verse 1 reads, again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, now once again, on Friday, Sunday, who was here Sunday? If you weren't here Sunday, I explained shortly, in a short word. What happened was when the Jews or Judah refused to give heed to Jeremiah as he preached the word of God, and they went more to sin and more to rebellion. They listened to all the false prophets, the false dreamers. They were carried into Babylon. And actually, they were carried to Babylon in three waves. The first wave was when Daniel and all the Hebrew boys and the choice people went. And then in the second wave that they went, it was Ezekiel went. Amen. So now Ezekiel is then Babylon. And Ezekiel is a prophet. He's in his 20s at this time. And Ezekiel's trying to figure out how did God allow his people? How did God allow his people to get to this point? In other words, God, you always said you're going to protect us, you're going to bless us, you're going to make a way for us. But how do we get here? Before we go to Ezekiel chapter 8, verse 12, this kind of shows the mindset of the people. So God is trying to show Ezekiel, it wasn't because of me, it is because that they dishonor me and my word. And guess what? The Bible said, what you sow, you reap. Amen. So every sin and transgression receives a what? Just. You know what's so good about God? He don't give you something that you don't deserve. You get a just recompense. So verse 8. Chapter 8, verse 12, he said, then said he unto me, son of man, hast thou. Now, this was a miracle in itself because he is in Babylon, but in a vision, God takes him back to Jerusalem. All right? He's in Babylon. God takes him in a vision back to Jerusalem to show how his people wind up in the condition they were in. He said, hast thou seen what the ancient of those that should know better. Amen. I'm going to tell you, look at somebody telling you, you ought to know better. Because y'all are likely on that. Especially, I know Jasmine, she said, wait to tell you, Justin. She said, well, she's starting to look at you. But no, we're not going to tell each other. All right? But you ought to know, these should have known better. Amen. The ancient of the house of Israel do in what they do when? So God is trying to show Ezekiel, this is how my people wind up in Babylon in captivity. He said, what they do in the dark, and in every man in there. He said, even their minds were so messed up. For they say, the Lord, that's what happens when you forget God. You start doing things that it's in the dark. The scripture says in Isaiah, I believe this, he said, for God, the dark and the light are the same. Because God doesn't need light, because he is the light. Amen. God doesn't need to turn on a bulb. He sees everything. He said, but they said, God seeth us. They seeth us not. So he said, you're doing this in the dark. The Lord sees us out. He said, the Lord has. So he's showing, he's saying, listen, this is what those that have been grown up in the house of God, they should know better. So now let's go back to verse 16. So he said, they say, they do all these things, and he said, well, we do it in the dark, and God seeth us not. Somebody said, well, I went over to Spain. I went to Spain years ago. I use that as an example. I went to Spain. We did a whole lot of stuff over there, so that was good. But what I'm saying is, we went to Spain, but guess what? God still saw us. I ain't going to give you no details. But I was only 14, so when I was a child, I acted. Yes, I was bad. Again, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, son of man, calls Jerusalem to know her, and say, thus saith the Lord God unto you. Now listen, now let's watch this sequence of scriptures to see what God did for Jerusalem. Thy birth and thy nativity is of the land of Canaan. Thy father was an Amorite, and thy mother an Hittite. And as for thy nativity, in the day that was born, thy navel was not cut. Neither wast thou washed in water to supple thee. Thou wast not salted at all, nor swallowed at swaddled. Y'all know what I said swallowed. Swallowed them all. None I pitied thee to do any of these things unto thee, to have compassion upon thee, but thou was cast out in the open field to the loathing of thy person in the day. You know, this is like a person that does their own abortion. God said, you know what? Your navel wasn't cut. You weren't washed. He said that you were cast out in an open field. Talking about his people, amen? Next verse. He said, God, now this is, who passed by? God said, I passed by. Anybody who used to be all wrapped up, messed up, and tied up in sin? God said, but I passed by. And I saw thee polluted in thine own blood. I said unto thee, when thou was in thy blood, God said, yeah. When you were messed up, God said, yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. He said, nobody else cared. You were out in the field. No one had properly cared for you. God said, when I passed by and I saw you in your own blood, and I said, live, yeah, I said, multiply as the buds of the field, and thou hast increased and waxen great, and thou art come to excellent ornaments, thy breasts are fashioned, and thy hands grown, whereas thou was naked and bare. You know what God said? He said, I cleansed you up. You were nothing. God said that you've grown up and I made you beautiful. Anybody said God would beautify and meet with salvation? It was a time you were all messed up. You weren't fit to live, and you certainly weren't ready to die. But God said, I passed by and saw you messed up. Hallelujah. Though everybody else didn't care about you, I looked at you and said, live. And then to make you live, he said, I took you, washed you, cleansed you up, and made you beautiful. Behold, the time was the time of love, and I spread my skirt over thee, and covered thy nakedness, yea, I swear unto thee, and entered into a covenant. You know, this is what? A marriage. Amen. It's a marriage, right? He made them beautiful. He gave an ornament. He said, I said to thee, it was a time of love. Then I had a covenant with you. Just like the church is a what? Bride. And he is the bridegroom. Hallelujah. So when you were messed up, God said, even though you were cast out, despised, and dejected, God said, I made you my bride. I cleaned you up. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, and I covered thee. And thou became as God said, you're never mine. Amen. Then washed I thee with water. Yea, I thoroughly washed away thy blood from thee. And I, you know, he said, you know what? I took time. I washed you. I baptized you in Jesus' name. Because you were messed up. You weren't fit for me. So God said, I washed you. Then I anointed thee with, I filled you with the precious Holy Ghost. You weren't fit, hallelujah, for me. God said, but I did this for you. I washed you, then I anointed you with oil. Hallelujah. I made you my bride. Though you weren't worthy. Hallelujah. The Bible says that while I was yet a sinner, while I was messed up, he died for me. So God said that you weren't worthy. You were messed up. You couldn't even be considered a bride. He said, but I did this for you. Amen. Now let's keep going. Everybody getting tired?
Nope.
All right. Okay, good. Y'all ain't tired. I'm almost finished, y'all. I got 5 minutes. 10 minutes, but I'll take 5. He said, I clothed thee also with broidered work, and shod thee with badger skin, and I girded thee about with fine linen, and I covered thee. God said, you know what? I made your beauty to shine more. God said, I did all of this for you. Amen. I decked thee also with ornaments, and I put bracelets upon thy hands, and a chain about thy neck. And I put a jewel on thy forehead, and earrings in thy ears, and a beautiful crown upon thy head. This sounds like a what? Queen, right? God said, I did this for who? I made you special. We entered into a covenant. Amen. And I made you special unto me. He said, thus wast thou decked with gold and silver, and thy raiment was fine linen, and silk, and broidered work. Thou didst eat fine. God said, listen, I didn't give you anything. I gave you the best. God said, I didn't just give you anything. I gave you the best, and honey and oil, and thou was exceeding. And thou was? God said, I did all this for you in our covenant. And thou didst prosper into a, God said, you've been blessed. I magnified you. Amen. And thy, God said, I did all, he said, your fame, your beauty went throughout all the world. Everybody knew what I had did for you. Everybody knew you used to be all messed up. God said, but look what I did for you. And then, just to let you know, they knew, he said, your fame went throughout all the world, even the heathen, for thy beauty. For it was, when God does something, he does it how? Perfect. Through my countenance, which I had put upon thee, saith the Lord God. But thou didst, this is when we start messing up. God said, I did all that, but then you tried to direct your own steps. God said, I did all that, then you forgot me. Amen. When God blesses us, we should not ever forget the Lord. He said, but thou didst trust in thine own beauty. Wait a minute, somebody said, wait, you were almost dead. You were cast out like an aborted fetus. God cleaned you, God washed you, God nourished you. When you got old enough, he decked you with the finest. Then, on top of that, he made a covenant with you. He washed away the blood and anointed you. He said, I did all of that for you. Doesn't that sound like the church? Doesn't that sound like us in church? God said, when you were despised and dejected and nobody, he said, I made you beautiful. I made you, I beautified the meek with salvation. But then something happened when you got bigger than me. Amen. He said, but thou didst trust in thine own beauty and place the heart and cause of thy renown, and pourest out thy fornication on everyone that passes by his it was. And in of thy garments thou didst take and deck thy high places with divers colors and place the harvest thereupon. The like thing shall not come neither shall it be so. Thou hast also taken thy fair jewels. God said, you took what I gave you, my gold and my silver, which I had given thee, and madest to thyself. God said, all that I bless you with, you took and made it an idol. God said, I did all of this for you, and then you made it an idol, and didst commit whoredoms with them. And thou tookest thy broad garment, and coveredest them. He said, you know what, all that I bless you with, you took that and bestowed it upon the idols. And covers them, and thou hast set all of my incense, God said, the very spirit that I bless you with. Incense is always a representation of your prayers. God said, the spirit, the prayers, you're no longer doing it unto me, but you're doing it unto what you have established and set up. Amen? We almost finished. He said, my meat also, I fed thee, saith the Lord. Next verse. Moreover, thou hast taken thy sons and thy daughters. God said, it was already bad enough that you messed you up. But then you allowed your sons and your... God said, I bless you with this. But you allowed your sons and your daughters whom thou hast born unto. God said, those were my children. Yes, you had them. But God said, they were born unto me. Amen. And these has thou sacrificed unto them to be devoured. Is this of thy whoredom of faith? God said, you mess up, but then you mess your children. He said, this is not a small matter, amen, that thou hast slain my children and delivered them to cause them to pass through the fire for them. This is what they learned in Canaan, with the Canaanites, with Molech, had to pass through the fire. He said, and in all thine abominations and thy whoredom thou hast not remembered. You forgot what I did. That's why the psalm said, when my soul looked back and wondered how I got over. He said, you forgot about all, why did you forget? Because when you got blessed, your God became your blessings. And your blessings replaced me in your heart. Remember the days of thy youth when thou was naked and bare, and God said, you didn't even remember what I've done for you. You don't remember how I cleaned you up when you were naked, full of blood and polluted. And it came to pass after all thy wickedness, God says, woe, woe unto thee, saith the Lord. There's a couple more verses. Keep going. That thou hast also built unto thee an eminent place, and has made thee a high place in it. God said, you know what? Not only did you mess you up, then you turn around and build a brothel house for prostitutes, and then set up idols on every street. After all I've done for you, the covenant that we've established, he said, you would die in your own filth, and I cleaned you up. Woe unto them, as we all said, that's good enough. You all read the rest of it, that's very good. Woe unto them that forget God. Amen. Woe unto them, as the altar workers and the altar team and the elders and members come forward. Woe unto them forget God. Tonight is about being saved. Amen. Just look back at what God has done for you and ask the question, what am I doing for God? God has done so much for us. So I said, I can't even tell it all. Amen. God has established a covenant with me. God cleansed me when nobody else cared. God made me something. God made me special in his sight. I believe it's in Deuteronomy chapter 7. God said, I made you a special people unto myself. Just think where you used to be. Think of how messed up we used to be. But no wonder the psalmist said, What shall I render unto God for all of his benefits unto me? When I just think of how good God has been, when I think of all the ways God has made, amen, when I think I was despised and rejected, God cleaned me up, made me beautiful, and wrapped me in his salvation, entered in covenant with me. But then when I got blessed, I forgot the Lord that brought me out. Tonight, our ultimate desire should be, Lord, help me to have a clean heart. You know, there's nothing wrong with having a spirit like David. After David acknowledged it, he said, Lord, you know what? This heart is so messed up. So I need you to create within me a clean heart and renew a right spirit. Can we search and try our ways tonight? We know us better than anybody else. You know, a lot of times when there are altar calls, I remember years ago, I was an elder and I had been struggling with some things. I said, if I go to the altar and I'm supposed to be an elder, people are going to think there's something wrong with me. But as I stood there debating what to do, you know what I did? I just said, Lord, I surrender. The most important thing tonight, as I found that night when I wrestled with being an elder and having to go get prayer, I had sinned, I had committed adultery and all that stuff. I'm just saying I had some stuff in me that I needed God to clean me up. I said, you know what? When I leave out these doors tonight, I'm not going to leave with no regret that I should have made it right. So even though I said I'll deal with the embarrassment, but I want to be right. Anybody that I want to be right? It's not important what I see or think. It's not important what anybody else see or think. God knows you right where you are right now. And our God is so great, he even knows the meditation and the thoughts of your mind and heart. Get it? Can we just think, when we leave tonight, don't worry about anybody else. Don't worry about the first person to the altar. When you leave tonight, just make sure it's well with your soul, elegance.